Well, hey there, writer groupies. Welcome back to another episode of the Writer Groupie Podcast, your cozy corner for writerly chats, craft talk, and a sprinkle of motivation to help you along your creative journey. I'm your host, MK Browning, also known as Kim Smith in some circles. And today, we're digging into a topic every writer deals with, how to keep writing when life gets ridiculously busy. So if you're juggling work, family, holidays, a to-do list longer than a dragon's tail, or just general life chaos, this one's for you. You know, there's a myth of more time, and you've probably said this at least once this week. I just need more time to write. But you know what? Here's the truth. Writers rarely get more time. What we get are small pockets, weird moments, and little slivers of breathing room. The trick isn't waiting for perfect conditions. The trick is learning to create, even when everything around you is noisy, messy, or out of your control. And here are a few things that work. How about micro sessions? 5 minutes while the coffee brews, 10 minutes on your lunch break, a paragraph before bed. You know, small sessions count. They build chapters. They finish books. And most importantly, they keep your brain connected to your story world, which keeps the momentum alive. You don't have to finish a scene every day. You just have to touch the story. Now, drop the guilt, y'all, because busy seasons come for all of us. We're in one right now. It's holiday time. It's Christmas season. Maybe you're caring for a parent or working long shifts, or heck, you're just deep in this holiday madness. Just understand, your creativity is not on a timer. You're not failing if you're tired. You're not behind. You're human. And writing can fit alongside your life. Doesn't have to replace it or compete with it. Well, now here's some practical tips for writing in a busy season. How about one? Set a 5-minute timer each day. You can do anything for 5 minutes. Tying your shoes probably takes longer. Also, keep your notebook or notes app open all day and capture ideas as they come. Those little sparks matter. And lower the bar. You know, I mean, sometimes when we're having a stressful week, you know, instead of trying to do 10,000 words, we'll just write 1,000. Or even write 100, or lower it even farther and write 3 sentences. It all counts and it all adds up. And then use voice to text while talking, cleaning, or commuting. Some of the best ideas come when your hands are busy. I know I get my best ideas when I'm in the shower, believe it or not. When I can't really do anything, it's in my head and the water's pounding on my head, those ideas come. So if you get an opportunity to use voice to text, which I'm not recommending you do in the shower, please use that. Don't rewrite while tired, draft instead. Editing requires sharpness. Drafting can be messy. Messy is okay. Okay, so now it's time for my writerly update. I gotta tell you, I am deep in edits on book 3 right now, and it's stretching my brain in good ways and hard ways. You know, I'm really gonna plan a retreat soon. I really need to get away and have some alone time, and it's been really good for me when I do that. It's fuel for my creativity. You should try it. I've also been watching some different TV shows and some series on Netflix. I've been trying to, you know, find things that I haven't watched before and things that are, you know, not really in the vein of what I'm writing. I'm trying to get out of the box a little bit in what I'm watching. And I've been reminded how important it is to let yourself dream, even when you're not actively writing. Oh, and if you're not already part of my Facebook group, The Scarfies, come hang out with us. We'd love to have you. All right, groupies. Well, that's it for today's gentle pep talk. Remember, writing doesn't require big, dramatic gestures. It requires small, steady acts of showing up. And if this episode encouraged you, let me know over on Facebook or drop a comment wherever you're listening. Until next time, go write something beautiful, even if it's tiny. See you in episode 24.